Hello, everyone. I'm George from Ireland. Well, there is this batshit crazy theory going around that Charlie Kirk was killed by Israel when he was shot dead on Thursday last week. So there's no evidence this is true, and it just doesn't stack up to a moment's scrutiny. It doesn't withstand any analysis whatsoever. So when there's ever a crime, they always ask cui bono. Now, how would this possibly be beneficial to the state of Israel? Because Charlie Kirk was one of the most consequential shills in the United States for them, galvanizing the Christian fundamentalists on their side, the wider MAGA movement. He was a major figure in the Republican Party, one of the biggest figures in the Republican Party, never to have held elected office or even sought it. For someone under 35, he was really massive and had a reach well beyond the United States. So this wouldn't make sense for them at all. Now, yes, it's true that Israel's assassinated an awful lot of people abroad. Just Qatar the other day, they've done it in the United Arab Emirates. They've done it in Norway, in France, in the United Kingdom. I can't think where else. Obviously, in Iran, in Syria, in Tunisia. They've attacked Lebanon and Syria in the last few weeks and so forth. But I don't think in the United States ever, to my knowledge, Israel has never been accused of killing anyone or even attempted to killing anybody in the United States. And because if they get caught, imagine the ramifications for them, very bad, because one of their agents would be then, serving a life sentence, or actually as Utah executed, but all might come out on the wash. It would turn American public opinion against them. It's turning against them anyway. And also, why would they kill one of their own, who was constantly, vociferously advocating for them, no matter what they did, never ever criticized them, said that there was no genocide, that there was no famine, and so on. It's very important to have people, particularly someone who's not Jewish, putting that argument out there. So it does seem to be this daft anti-Semitic conspiracy theory, blame the Jews and so on. Now, a suspect has been charged with this crime, and it's sub judice, and I don't want to jump at the gun on this one. Well, pun not intended. Yeah, presumption of innocence is applicable even to this person. But the theory that goes is nothing to do with him being a Zionist agent to kill Charlie Kirk. So, they're much more cunning than that. The Israelis, when they do things, obviously there are drone strikes, there are poisons they've used, there are those pages which are exploding in Lebanon, there are all sorts of other methods they've used, but not shooting people in front of hundreds of people. And the astonishing thing is that the suspect, if indeed he's the killer, got away with a few days because he was only turned in by his father. And of course he might be innocent, because you think you couldn't be that close to the action and not be apprehended immediately, be much further away, because if it was a Mossad assassin, he very likely wouldn't have been caught. I know they cocked up once in about 1998 in Jordan, and they got that person released in exchange for an antidote and blah blah blah. But they're a very slick, very professional organization. I don't think they would do something that's amateurish. I mean, even though it worked in ending Charlie Kirk's life, it doesn't stand up to any assessment. It's very unlikely to be true. I can't prove it to be bogus, but surely that'd be reversing the burden of proof. It behoves those asserting this extraordinary claim to provide some evidence. So in the wilder reaches of the cyber space, there's this theory going around, right, by the state of Israel or its agents, because of his political influence and what he said, some of his actions. So it does seem ludicrous. I don't believe it at all. You see it on some social media platforms. So it's not remotely credible. I don't know any informed person on this issue who thinks this is remotely likely. Now, I can't remember which British writer said, never believe something that has been officially denied. But the Prime Minister of Israel has gone out to denounce this and say that it's false and without foundation and so forth. I think for once, Benjamin Netanyahu is speaking the truth. This is about the only crime he's innocent of. I would accuse him of virtually everything, but not this one. Because when they do kill people abroad, they usually don't deny it. When there was that was a Hamas operative they killed in the United Arab Emirates in his hotel in about 2010. Neither confirm nor deny, just this ambiguity. And this one they have explicitly disowned. So I think it's very improbable it was them on this occasion. But wait a second, Next time it was put to them, did you kill this person? And they don't reply. Well, that's affirmative silence. By saying nothing, they're saying yes. So there's one of those rare occasions they say they don't. They did not do it. Now, there are enough полезные идиоты who will fall for this one, that people are willing to believe anything because it makes them feel so clever and so exciting. So it's, one splice of Occam's razor would seize this one. Why would they do this? Let's assuming that they would want to do it, assuming that they would have an agent in place in Utah State with very, very few Jewish people, and okay, they're non-Jewish people to work for Mossad, assuming that somehow it would be a gain for them, assuming that they'd be willing to run the risk of murdering a civilian in their most friendly country. The cruciality of the relationship with the United States can scarcely be overestimated, because as most of the rest of the world is hostile to their actions, it's really critical to them that they keep the United States on side, which give them $7 billion a year, which, when it doesn't give weapons for free, it sells weapons they won't sell to other people, which shares intelligence with them, which wields its United Nations Security Council veto in their favor. And so forth, which does some trade with them. And obviously, a significant minority of Israeli citizens are dual American citizens. There are not that many Israeli citizens in the United States itself, and so on. So it really wouldn't be worth the risk. Now, whatever he says about the Israeli government, I mean, they're not imbecilic in that sense. Evil, yes, they definitely are, but they're not daft. So they wouldn't do this one. So I can't think of any reason to believe that it's remotely likely Ali Kirk would have been killed by a Zionist agent. He did put out some ludicrous anti-Semitic tropes himself about George Soros or whatever, saying that they're anti-white, despite the fact that Jewish people in the United States are almost all white. I know white supremacists regard Jews as not being white, even when they definitely are. Is this bizarre game that both leftists and right wingers play of pretending that words don't mean what they actually mean? Wow, it's very. I remember when Don pointed this out to me about the year 2000, but it's astonishing just how far it has spread. Yes, yeah. So there is no extant evidence to that suggestive of Charlie Kirk being assassinated by a Zionist. There are many, many other more plausible theories. Was it someone who disliked his white supremacist views, who disliked his anti-feminist views, who disliked his Christian fundamentalism, who disliked his criticism of transsexuals, who disliked his Zionist advocacy? I can't think what else it could be. It clearly wasn't a robbery. I don't think the person was going to steal his wallet. You could say, was it something to do with a love affair? But I think that unlikely. People accuse Charlie Kirk of many things, but not infidelity. So there are many other possible motives to do so. Could be insanity, psychiatric cases. They sometimes develop a dangerous fixation with a public figure. This could be an example of that. But all right, and I know which theory I'm going with. Perhaps I shan't divulge. Right, thank you very much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan7@gmail.com, and yeah, make sure you don't follow fall for ludicrous theories out there. There's a lot of nonsense on the internet. Goodbye.